This is KCUR 89.3. Earlier this year, a tiny private school in Kansas City became a flashpoint in a national conversation about transgender rights. The politics surrounding U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos's September visit quickly overshadowed Kansas City Academy's farm-to-table culinary program. So when the principal invited KCUR's Ellie Moxley back for lunch, she decided to find out what kind of culinary arts education Kansas City schools offer.
I'll take you into the kitchen at Kansas City Academy, I promise. But I need to start this story somewhere else. Manual Career and Technical Center.
I'm Rashawn Carruthers, and I am the Director of Career and Technical Education for Kansas City Public Schools.
Career and Tech Ed, CTE for short, is one of those education buzzwords you've probably heard. But what it represents is a pretty big shift in thinking about how schools prepare students for life after graduation. For decades, school districts have been busing kids to big career centers like Manual to teach them trades. But Carruthers says it's not enough to be technically proficient anymore. Kids need soft skills as well.
You know, how to think critically, how to show up on time, how to have a good work ethic, how to problem solve, how to manage a project, how to collaborate. And that's really the biggest change, is the need to really align what we're doing and not start it in the high school, but start it at the very beginning.
Starting in kindergarten, KCPS elementary students are learning how to code. But with the juniors and seniors at Manual now, Carruthers must play catch up. She's constantly talking to her students about college and career and the difference between them.
And then we arm them with dual credit and industry-recognized credentials.
Culinary arts is one of the most popular programs at Manual, and the kitchen's got a facelift a few years ago. Students learn how to make pastries and hot foods with gleaming professional equipment. It's not a bad deal when you consider tuition at a top culinary school can cost $28,000 a year.
It just really provides a really industry commercial kitchen for the students. And so we will be offering barista training in the future because we have a coffee shop right up front.
It's a sign that the culinary arts program at Manual is changing with the times.
Flour, egg wash, breadcrumbs. Into the grease.
Eric Johnson is one of Manual's success stories. He went on to Johnson County Community College for culinary school and worked in the industry for several years before landing this gig, teaching students at De La Salle Education Center how to cook.
And all this week we've been learning about different types of fish and how they're caught and how they're processed, and today we decided with fish and chips.
De La Salle is a small charter high school that focuses on dropout recovery. The kitchen is in a converted classroom off the cafeteria. Vats of hot oil pop and crackle as students peel potatoes. The more adventurous ones are using a mandolin to cut waffle fries. One student notices the potatoes are faintly pink.
Did somebody cut themselves or something?
No, they're starting to oxidize. So you put your potatoes in water once you cut them.
While her classmates fry their fish and chips, senior Versailles Eubanks spoons brown sugar and butter into a muffin tin for mini pineapple upside down cakes.
Because we made it yesterday. And I gave it to the staff, and they was like, ooh, can we have some more? So I'm about to make some more. I wanted to do this last night, but I didn't have none of the stuff for it. I don't have brown sugar at home.
And that's a big part of a high school culinary arts education, exposing students to foods their families might not eat at home. Which brings us to Kansas City Academy, the tiny private school DeVos visited.
Here, you know, it's gone up even more with these students actually making the lunches for their friends.
That's Chef Mark Zukaitis. The biggest difference between this culinary program and the ones at Manual and De La Salle, KCA students are actually making school lunch for their classmates.
Their friends want to try what was made in here, and well, I made the quinoa today, or I made the vegetable soup today.
By the time I arrive, Zukaitis' first class has already prepared a feast.
This is butternut squash. We've made veggie burgers. Everybody here loves our beans, so today we've got a red curried garbanzo bean that we're roasting. Soups are a tomato basil bisque, tomatoes from the garden as well as fresh herbs from the garden.
Did I mention that the fresh, seasonal vegetables KCA culinary students cook with come from a garden out back?
Tomatoes, top priority, okay. I see lots of really nice tomatoes here. Oh my gosh, look at all those tomatoes.
Back in the culinary arts classroom, students get to work chopping tomatoes for the salad bar. Everything smells amazing. As the lunch line forms, someone taps my shoulder. It's the head of school, Corey Gallagher.
You should definitely drop the microphone and have lunch.
That's my plan.
It's the best lunch in town, and it's only $5.
You don't have to take my word for it. KCA's kitchen is open to the public Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday when school is in session. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.